Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all common boys. What's poppin', my G's? I love y'all niggas, man. Ah, URL, I see what you're doing. I hear URL. I'm liking this URL. I'm liking the small room setting. I'm liking the matches that's being announced. Old Red and Briz Rothstein, B Magic and Av, JC and New Jersey Twerk, a couple battles announced today. Mike P and Suge, Chef Trez and Chess. And I'm waiting for the call right now. K Shine, here's the brother that's about to call in right now. Danny Myers against K Shine. I got the guest on the line right now, about to get the bar guard in here. West Coast, what's goody? Fuck with y'all niggas. Heavy, my niggas. You already know what it is, man. Yikes! Bar guard, what's good,
What's poppin'?
What's good, my brother? How you, man?
Hey, what's good? Finally good to talk to you, man. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Danny, let's get right into this shit, my niggas. Let's get right into this.
Let's go.
You and Shine, do you still have the motivation
Dead
being
man.
That it happened the first time?
More motivation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was finally time for me to get a New Yorker on my side of town. And then, you know what I'm saying, due to the circumstances, which are understandable, I was robbed of that opportunity. But that was a blessing in disguise because now I get him in my environment in a phone booth. You feel me? I get this nigga in a phone booth.
To the phone booth. So are you disappointed
that
the battle didn't happen in the West?
You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? He ain't got no nigga that moonwalking shit. You know what I'm saying? Two arms out the window. That's a bye-bye. Some. That's five guys. That shit, that's not finna do it right now. That's not finna do it in this environment now. A nigga's pen game, a nigga's lyrical credibility is gonna be tested to the utmost. How lucky for him, he gets a man who does nothing but live for these type of moments. How lucky
now,
for this nigga.
No, let me ask you a question, Danny. Hold on, let me ask you a question. Are you disappointed that it happened in the West Coast, or are you more like, it didn't happen then? But y'all giving me a small room battle where it's just me and him, no crowd, NWX
to
back you up.
I'm disappointed the West was, you know, shout out to Blueezy for coming out on 5 days' notice. You know what I'm saying? You know, on a quick note, hey, Blueezy needs bigger names, man. He needs whoever he asked for.
Agree.
Because the man came to the West Coast, battled Geechee, then came right back and battled me, and arguably won, or at least made them debatable.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Keep it tall.
So niggas talking about
totally.
All these other newcomers, but they don't talk about Blueezy enough. Like, Blueezy, like, I thought he edged Twerk. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel like I beat him, but I didn't out-deliver him. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the lyrics go, I felt like I definitely won, but his delivery was just so on point. It's just like, it's hard to beat that. You can't beat a nigga with an A1 delivery. But anyway, shout out to Blueezy for coming on 5 days' notice. And,
right.
Making it a great fight, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't the best battle of the night, but we did good for 5 days' notice, you know what I'm saying? No chokes, no stumble, and we brought some A1 material. But I was kind of upset with the fans of L.A.
Danny, let me ask you a question. What made you decide it? Now, you know what? Okay, you get the call, and they're like, yo, Shine can't make it for whatever reason it is. What made you decide to still battle? Because I commend you on that. That even though the battle didn't go down, most niggas, besides you and DNA, only you and DNA would do some shit like that, in my opinion. What made you decide to take the battle? Still, though.
With glue?
With Glueezy, yeah. Was it because you had the crib?
Oh, no,
because
we
were
already
going to
battle anyway. No. Me and Glue was going to battle anyway. Back on the original Survivor Series where he battled Geechee, he actually was supposed to battle me on that card. You know what I'm saying? But they switched it up. And then they said we were going to battle October in Virginia on Survivor Series 2, but that fell through. That event got canceled. So me and Glue, I was going to battle Glue right after K-Shine anyway. So I was like, but now, like, since it got switched to L.A., you know what I'm saying, we had to rewrite. We had to rewrite our rounds, you know what I'm saying, because it was a different card.
Was that difficult,
though? Card.
Was that difficult? Was that difficult?
I mean, I've been doing this shit for so long. It's just like the memorization part. Like, dang, I got to make sure I remember this shit and not fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was more so, instead of like erasing all the three rounds, it was more so just rearranging and taking shit out, adding shit. So it was more like a tweak job as opposed to just flat out starting from scratch. You know what I'm saying? But I think he had his first round already, but he had wrote like his two rounds within the 5 days. His round two and round three he wrote within the 5 day time span, and still brought fire. So that man deserves hella credit, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But K-Shine, man, that shit he was talking in that trailer, man, that shit had me so motherfucking
heat. He was talking spicy, yeah, though,
this,
Danny. He was talking spicy, though, my nigga.
I said, this motherfucker talking all this crazy shit. That shit had me heated, y'all. Damn. Because I guess I didn't get my new trailer in time. Like, I didn't send it to Beasley in time, so they had to use trailer while this nigga gets a whole new trailer. But like I was saying, man, I was on a cap show last time. I was just saying, like, y'all see the whole new level of confidence from his Traffic trailer to his new trailer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, I understand why you have confidence, because I feel like him and DNA putting the writing job together, and now he got three fire rounds waiting for me. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to before on Traffic, I think K-Shine really either he wasn't inspired, or he, you know, wasn't all that confident that he could come to L.A. and beat me. But now that it's in New York, now this nigga popping all this shit. Like, he don't even understand the weight just made shit way worse for him. It just made
explain,
shit
Danny,
worse for
mean?
This nigga.
Explain, though. Is extra motivation? Let me ask you a question. Do you have to tweak anything, or... Like some of the bars that you had originally
I had California-specific bars. I had California-specific bars, you know what I'm saying? Not a whole lot of them, because, you know, that's kind of corny to, like, take advantage of the whole home field and just, you know, because, you know, you can say anything and just make Cali street and be going crazy. That's a sucker move, you know what I'm saying? But I did have some bars that was for Cali, so I did have to tweak. I definitely had to tweak and rewrite some shit and write new bars. So that's what I mean by he just only made it worse for himself, because the new shit that I added to it, because it was already a 3-0 before. Now it's like a 3-0 super body bag.
But, Danny, you know your battle rap history, my nigga. You one of the few niggas that know your history. You know Shine has come up from this small room
absolutely.
Setting.
Absolutely.
It's bad, you
absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? So he's not a new nigga
absolutely.
To this,
but
even though he's but that he's changed, and obviously he's more performance heavy now, but he comes from that. And he's concerned that, yo, he can hang with you when it comes to small. He's not new to him.
But peep what I'm saying. I've been battling before Shine was battling. I was on the street corners of L.A. I was in Michigan. I was on the streets of New York doing this shit way before any of them niggas was doing this battle rap shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I didn't have the luxury of the exposure. It wasn't really no smacking on the West Coast. So, you know, we had to really grind and just get our name up block for block out in them wild-ass West Coast streets. You feel me? So a nigga like him coming from the Lion's Den and this and that, he dealing with a figure that's coming from wild-ass Cali streets, man. And it's going to be – you're going to see the difference. I know Shine get busy in them small rooms, but like I was saying, like, he got busy on a nigga like Dose. You know what I'm saying? But Dose wasn't fighting back.
Battle
like, he
goods,
dealing
though,
with somebody
Danny.
That's...
He battled goods, though. He battled Tay-Rock, though, too, my nigga. Come on, now.
He got bit. Hey, him and Tay-Rock, crazy. That was crazy. I can't take all the Shine's credit away from him. He's dealing with something different. This is something different. You know what I'm saying? And that's not take away from Goods or Tay-Rock, but I'm just saying, this is about standing in front of this shit that he ain't never been told. Ain't nobody ever talked to him like this. Ain't nobody ever. Because he's like, this ain't just about me just going in there and out punching Kayshawn. You know, because, I mean,
right.
We already know I can easily just bar this nigga, bar, punch. No, like, there has to be some substance in this shit. Like, there has to be some things that hurt his feelings. I'm not trying to just out-rap him. I'm trying to hurt this man's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully he don't get too emotional and want to swing and want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we ain't trying to take it there, Danny.
We already know what type of nigga he is, too. You know what I'm saying? So that's at risk. That's at risk. So, I mean.
I feel what you're saying, that's at risk, but I think. Also, I think you know in the back of your brain also, Danny, that this man, in a sense, didn't show up. So it's going to be like people are like, damn, Sean, how the fuck you ain't show up for this? So he knows, I don't want to say it's added on pressure, but I think Sean going to, he knows what's at stake right here. He knows what's at stake, I believe. He knows that
I know
he can't come in
there
and fuck around.
So listen.
Both of y'all do, though. Right. Both of y'all do.
At best, it's going to be just a debatable class. At best. If we get to shine that battle A-Verb, or even maybe shine that battle Rex, I don't know. What was the best shine to y'all? What was the best shine to y'all?
Of course, the verbal battle, obviously, everybody talks about that. And then he has rounds in his career, like his first round against Surf, or his third round against DNA. You know, he just had a good battle against Bad News on Bullpen. Yeah, I had him beating Bad News, though. So sometimes Shine could be up and down. I got to keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
His
performance,
that's his problem.
I didn't like too much.
That's his problem.
Yeah, I didn't like his hitman
performance.
His whole
red performance, you feel me? Like, it's just like, all right, Shine can be dangerous and can be deadly. But it's like, this ain't one of them battles where he's supposed to be off. This not the environment, and it's not the opponent that he needs to be having an off night. Because if he has an off night, if he chokes, if he stumbles, if he come in there with that old NWX flow, it's a good night. It's curtains. It's curtains off the rip. My first two bars, this nigga's going to know. Y'all better ask somebody, man. Man. I might have to call you after this show and let you get a bar of these bars, my nigga. Like,
no, definitely.
I'm just
definitely. Let me ask you a question. All right. Your two battles that you had in New York on URL, Steams and T-Rex. Some people have you beating T-Rex. Some people have you debatable. Some people got you losing to Steams. Some people got you beating Steams. Is there a validation part of you that wants to have? Because when people say Danny Myers battles, they might not go to URL battles. Is it
right.
in your conscience
right. you know why?
That you want to have
I'm
a great
I'm
going to
tell you why. Because
going?
The Danny that they're used to seeing on other leagues, they haven't seen that Danny in New York yet. But December 9th. Turn your motherfucking computer on. I feel what you're saying. What happened? Like, with Rex, niggas didn't get the punchline Danny. They got the disrespectful Danny. You know what I'm saying? They got the nephew bar from Danny. Because why? Because the next Rex want to play these stupid-ass games, want to duck the battle. We're supposed to do it in Milwaukee. Currently got locked up the day of the fucking battle and all that stupid-ass ducking, hiding shit. So that's what it's. Like, niggas seem disrespect Danny. As far as Steams go, Steams not really a puncher. So I was like, damn, all right, now we gonna go metaphor. As y'all noticed throughout my career, look at me versus B-Dot. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at me versus Steams. Look at me versus Rex.
Yes.
Look at me versus Rum Nitty.
Right.
Those is four battles. And
Mr.
Four
Mills. Mr. Mills.
So as you can see, I'm a versatile writer. You can't categorize what I do. You can't put me in the punchers category along with, let's say, a Rum Nitty or a Bricks Belvedere or Conceited Big K. I'm not, because I do more than just punching. I'm rapping about parallel universes and all kind of shit. I'm one of the most different niggas that battle rap and see, period. You know what I mean? So it makes sense to match me up with anybody. I can punch with the punchers. I can scheme with the schemes. Y'all saw me versus Chilla. You seen me versus Rex.
Yes.
You seen me versus XL. You seen me versus Big K. I just, I can, I'm telling you, like, I hate when niggas say, oh, Danny just spit random bars. That's not the case. That's totally a fucking myth, because I cannot randomly spit the shit that I spit to D-Dot to, let's say, JC. The shit that I spit to D-Dot, I cannot spit that to K-Shine.
Right.
The shit that I spit to Steve, I can't
folks.
Say that to
right.
Shotgun Shug. So I do tailor my rounds to my opponent. It's just niggas just ain't paying attention to that. Niggas be like, oh, Danny, you just spit a bunch of random bars. No, these shits is personalized to these niggas. You feel me? Like, this shit is personalized to my man. So you'll definitely see that December 9th, man. Please watch this shit, man. Please get the pay-per-view. Do not miss this shit, man. Because it's either going to be an ugly body bag or it's going to be a classic, man. It's all on him. It's all on him.
Do you prefer the small room over the big
stage,
so to speak?
I like it because it's more personal. Like, I feel like it just street corner feel. I came from the street corner, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm just used to the cypher. I'm used to, you know what I'm saying, 15, 20, 30 niggas in a, you know, circled around and the two niggas in the middle, and we going at it. And, you know, I'm used to that feel. You know what I'm saying? I prefer that because that's how I started battling. Like, it wasn't
and
no stages when I started battling.
Especially when niggas have to bring their bars back, like every 3 minutes and every two bars, you gotta bring the bars back. It's gonna be more fluid, Danny, when niggas getting their shit out, and then they gotta always bring it back.
Oh
yeah,
man, this is
beautiful,
man.
You get that line?
Right. Nah, I like what Smack them doing with this car. I just like the concept of it. I like the whole concept of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like secret event. Like, we don't even know the address to the shit. Like, the battlers don't even know. They going to tell us the day of. They going to Uber us to the place. Like, niggas can't even find out where this shit is at. You know what I'm saying? I know some celebrities going to be in the building. I know some famous MCs going to be in the building. So, I just like the whole feel of this event, man. And it's wonderful. And a nigga like Shine, man, that nigga, come on now.
No, don't do Shine like that, Danny. Shine ain't no walk in the park, my nigga. You know that. Come on, Danny. You think Shine
you
don't walk in the park?
I done been in front
wow.
of, like, come on, man. Listen, wow. Let me say something, man. I've been in front of killers, man. Like, for example, I've been in front of West Coast Dread.
That was a good
Shine is not scary. Come on, let's talk. Shine is not scarier than West Coast Dread, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Some people don't even, Danny, to be fair, though, some people listen to this. I know West Coast Dread is because of your battle that y'all had in the ring and shit. That was a good-ass battle. If y'all niggas never saw Danny Myers and West Coast Dread, do yourself a service and watch that. Well, a lot of people won't co-sign that in a sense because they're like, Danny, come on, he has a small sample size and Shine...
Aggression, I've been in front of aggressive people. Like I said, it gets no scarier than West Coast Dread as far as aggression goes. You understand what I'm saying? Now, as far as the pin game, I done been in front of JC, Chilla, Danger, B-Dot, XL. Come on now. Like, Shine pin game does not scare me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, is it more with the pen and Shine? Because Shine has more attributes where he's performance based that he throws the ball.
That's what I was getting to. Let's take his best attribute, which is performance. Let's take that and put it in this small room. Now it's almost like it nullifies it. It's almost like being in a small room kind of takes that attribute away because he cannot just solely depend on that. Now he got to rap, perform, he got to be aggressive, he got to command the crowd, he got to do all this shit that he is not consistent in doing. He's in front of a nigga that's going to do all of that, that does that on a consistent basis. I've been one of the most consistent niggas in this shit for the last 6 years straight. Oh, fucking listen,
you've been consistent.
Man. Listen.
I think it's a gift and curse. I think you have a lot of fans, and then you got a contention of fans that try to downplay you a lot. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a popularity contest. You don't win the popularity contest, Danny,
well,
so to speak.
And it's like, come on. as consistent as I've been. No chokes, no stumbles, no half-assed battles, no bullshit, no complaining about this, complaining about that, no shows. I ain't done none of that. All I do is bring three rounds of fire original material. You're not hearing Danny Myers rap about the bald head, chorus, throwing him like Steve Harvey. You're not hearing Danny Myers say nothing that these niggas are saying. Danny don't say nothing that nobody else says. Come on, dog. Blue Easy bars. I said I tapped into my third eye. I was in tune with it recently. No human with decency is immune to its frequency. But soon it unleashed in me the power to consume the beast in me. I assumed the role of tombs beneath them seas. You, come on, bro. Like, K-Rock not rapping like that. No,
whoa,
like, that's just
what I'm saying.
Where'd that come from, Danny? It's not even a shot at K-Rock. It's just a point of who is rapping like that? Who is rapping like that?
Danny, but I got to say, though, some people had you. I did a show after Traffic, and some fans, a lot of fans had Glue Easy winning that.
Absolutely, that's fine. That's fine. But you can't, you're not going to say he's beating the lyrics. That, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to never take. I'm not. The nigga, like I said, he told me himself that I won the battle. He told me himself. Right after the battle, I said, yo, how you feel about the battle, bro? He's like, yo, you got me, man. You beat me. He said you rap better than me, rap longer than me, you outperform me. He said, but I did my fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? That was so I was like, all right. And I already knew. I felt like I had won. But I just know that I had made mistakes delivery-wise. I made mistakes delivery-wise. And he didn't. So I was like, damn, man, glue shit hit real hard because he get right to the point. It's almost like he got bars, but it's kind of like straight to the point bars too. You know what I'm saying? He's clever, but it's not like he's got no incredible top 10 pen game. He's just one of those styles where it's difficult to beat. I mean, you got to really think about it. If he beat me and DG and I feel he beat Twerk, and he might have beat Reaper Rail. Like, come on, like, who's beating Blue Easy? Nobody's beating him. You know what I'm saying? So if people have Blue Easy winning, that's fine. I'll take that. I don't have no problem with that. But I do feel like, as far as the lyric and the content go, it just wasn't, we was talking about two different things. Because I think what Blue Easy did, I think he tried to counterwrite me with the race thing. I think he tried to counterwrite me. And I didn't even go into the race angle like that. So when he got into the, I'm raising a black child and the black kid, and I mean, even with the mama no more, and race this, race that, he's going to come. But I didn't even go into the, I was just rapping. I didn't have no angles for going. This is like, I'm about to really just lyrically beat you. And he came at me with, like, more so personals and, like, four bars. So if people, like, gravitated towards that, then that's fine. I just made my point. I just want to make my point. Like Charlie Clips. Like when I battled Clips, I didn't have an angle. I didn't have no angle. I
you
just
had
an angle. Sock, I
you,
nah,
you
beat,
had no angles. Nah, you had no angles against Danny.
Right.
Yeah.
I just like, I could beat you. You got to think about it. When I battled JC, my first bar was fuck the dance angle. Okay? just to let him know off rip, I'm not going to rely on that. My first bar versus Gluizzi, fuck the race angle. When I battled Sway Sever, this kick, the only time I bring up a karate angle. I specialize in beating niggas by not using their angles. You know what I'm saying? The well-known angles that people normally take about, you know, they take versus them. So, you know, I just feel like as long as I do my thing as far as the bar for bar, lyric-wise, because I'm just old school, man. I'm old school. I really
right.
Like, when I was coming up, it wasn't no personal. It wasn't no Facebook. You know, like, you didn't have dirt on a nigga unless you, like, knew somebody personally that knew him. But it wasn't no, you just have to have bars. You just have to be better than the man in front of you lyrically. And I'm just from that cloth. So when I get in this ring, that's what I'm more so focused on. And I think niggas be wanting, so when a nigga take an angle against me and it seems like I'm not coming directly at him, then that's the time niggas be trying to say I lost. You know what I'm saying? And I'm fine with that because, I mean, people have their preference of what they look for in a battle. Some people are looking for the personals and the angles and the jokes and the disrespect. And some people like lyricism. You know, I'm one of the last niggas keeping that aspect alive. But there will be angles, bars, disrespect, jokes, clowning, all that December. Get your fucking pay-per-view, man. I swear to God, not miss this. Man, the three rounds. Yeah, this is probably my best three rounds. Might be my best overall three rounds of my career, man. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. When I say best three rounds, I mean like overall, like everything is in these rounds. Everything.
I like it. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, though. Your three rounds against YK was fire, though. Not gonna hold you, though.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it, but this Tay Sean
that was a good battle, period.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, EYK, we out of war, man. Some got me winning, some got him winning. Hey, that's just what battle rap is about, man. Going in there, giving it your all, letting the chips fall where they may. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Go ahead, go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Danny. Go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, I want to just tell any battler out there that may be listening or saying, it's okay to lose because your man was better than you. It's okay. But it is not okay to lose because you choked or because you didn't care or because you came late or you didn't care or they didn't pay me what I asked for, so I didn't give a fuck about this battle. Or what did this battle do for me? I was just doing him a favor. Like, it's not okay to lose like that. You can't give up a battle. If you want to give up the battle before you even rap, don't even take the fucking battle. If a nigga just don't have to be better than you that night.
But niggas taking it for the money. Let's be real. Some niggas are taking it for the money.
And that's
like,
right, bro.
I'm gonna go
that's
light.
Right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
That's right. Y'all done seen me do battles for free. I didn't get a dollar from that K, my nigga. I did that off just like, damn. Didn't even get paid. Like it's a few battles I did. So it's like, and I didn't complain. I still went hard. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm the example, man. I'm the fucking example. This is why I'm on my Lead the Way campaign, my Restore Order campaign. Follow me on Twitter, Metaphor Messiah, Lead the Way, Restore Order. Shit has to be put back into perspective. I think we're getting away from the nucleus of what this thing was built on. I mean, I like that we added the entertainment factor and the big stage and the glitz and the glamour. But this card, like right here, I like it like that, raw and gritty. Raw and gritty. That's where shit came from, and we still gotta keep that part of it alive too. Ain't nothing wrong with doing the glitzy big stages and you know all that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But let's keep some of these cards alive too. And that's why I'm glad that I was, you know, able to be a part of this first one. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely gonna be a standout on that particular night. I that's my prediction. I'm gonna have the performance and bars of the night.
Are you shocked that URL is going to the small room setting though? What do you think the method of the madness doing that?
Well, you kind of seen them leaning towards it when they started doing the Born Legacy, and then from the Born Legacy, they went to the Survivor Series, which is smaller than the Born Legacy, and now you see them going to this, which is smaller than Survivor Series, going down, down, down to get to this point. You know what I'm saying? And I think the fans of Bars, at least, are going to appreciate this card. And I hope every battler that's on this card takes this thing serious and for what it is. Showcase your game. Showcase your penmanship. Showcase your rawness. This, because, you know, when you stripped away of all them big-ass ring car girls and, you know, all the thousands of screaming and gassing up every fucking bar, and then you got to say it again, and you got to say it again like you was talking about. It's like now you can kind of rap your shit straight through, old school style, get a little reaction and keep going. Get a little crowd reaction and keep going. You know what I'm saying? And let the fans pick who won. Like, that's how this shit was, like, that's how it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, it is. That's the era I'm from, Danny. I'm an old school nigga. I'm an old head, so you know me.
You see what I'm saying?
That's the era I come from, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's why I'm happy that it's like this. So, you know, you got Suge, what is that, Suge and Mike P, you got Chester.
Suge and Mike P got announced.
Old Red and Briz, which was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? They got, I think they got another announcement. Actually, Magic Ave. Yeah, they definitely got another announcement coming. Or two. But,
more matches?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, nah, I know that there's one more for sure, but and that's going to be fire, too. But, yeah, man, just overall, this is definitely going to be good.
Do you think, Danny, do you think it's hard for niggas that's been on Irvin Plaza or the big stage that hasn't battled on a small stage? Is it going to be hard for them to conform and get back to that feeling without, you know what I mean? Is it going to be hard for them?
Briz came from the small room.
Right. Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Got to remember him versus Lotta Zay on Spit That Heat. And then, you know, the PGs, him and Young X, him and Show Off. And Briz shines in those small rooms. Now, can he get back to that form? He would have to. He has to for O-Red. He can't be up there, fuck your mama with the leg up like that. I don't know if them jokes going to be effective in that particular setting. I think he need to go back to what he was doing in them small rooms. Can he do it? We going to find out. It ain't going to be no big deal for O-Red. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he do. That rapping that bar shit, that's what O-Red does.
Mm-hmm.
The other guys, I'm concerned about Shotgun Sugar.
Yeah,
but
let me ask you a question about Sugar though. He's battled in small rooms before too though.
He has, but how long has that been? Since when?
Yeah, it's been years. It's been Yeah, that's facts.
Like,
that's facts, Danny.
Like,
it's been a while.
I mean, a nigga kind of changed the way he performs for them big stages, and now you got to go backwards to get back to that rawness. I don't know. Like, that might be the only person I'm concerned with that might have a little trouble.
Yeah, I'm not concerned with Chef Trez. Not really concerned with Chess too much.
Nope.
Yeah, Mike P a little bit, though. What about Mike P, though? Not more than Shug, but...
Damn, man. Yeah, that's an interesting battle. I see people saying it's kind of random. They don't like it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, so, you know, this guy accepts what it is. So we'll see how that turn out.
Because
he got a rap. Like, Suge got a rap versus
Yeah, he
Mike
got a rap.
P.
Yeah.
He got a rap, and he can't rap better than Mike P. He can't. I mean, I'm just saying he can't. Like, you could go and bully him. I hope he don't take the, you know, what's your life like? You a white boy, what you know about running from police and having crack in your saga? Like, I don't know, man. I don't think you should do that. That's kind of, that's predictable. That angle's predictable. I don't, you feel me? And I don't think he should do it because if Mike P is smart. Huh?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. It might be a smart, go ahead.
No, if he's smart, he should be already counterwriting that. He should already have something in the tuck, and just in case, should try to pull that out. Mike P, he should be able to counter that. Because that's a predictable angle. So I just kind of want to see Suge just go in there and rap. I don't want to see pocket check or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of whack. Because when you pocket check one nigga, you supposed to pocket check everybody. You can't just pick and choose who you want to pocket check.
That's
why
true.
I was like, when him and Head Ice didn't go down, on the UW because it got blocked or whatever, I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to see. Because I knew goddamn well he was not finna pocket check no Head Ice. You know what I'm saying? He didn't pocket check Hitman. You know, it's just certain niggas he know not to play with. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I don't know. I don't want to see pocket check Mike P. Feel me? Like, why
right,
him?
Right, right.
Why him? See what I'm saying?
Well, you know what's
going to
happen,
nah,
though?
I don't know.
If he pocket checks Mike P, the conversation will be is, oh, when you was in Cali and you battling Ill Will, you didn't pocket check Ill Will.
That's what I'm talking about. So I think he should just leave that alone. Like, don't even pocket check.
Yes.
Just rap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
totally agree with that,
listen,
don't know.
And I would be fine with Suge losing to Mike P in just a rapping contest. I would be fine. I wouldn't be mad at Suge for losing because I don't expect him to win.
Right.
But if he got to resort to, okay, I know I can't out-rap this white boy, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get here and bully him, make him uncomfortable, be all in his face, barking on him, spitting in his face. I'm going to pocket check him, rip his pockets off, try to throw him off his game. I mean, you know, battles are won before a single bar is spit. It's all about the strategy you choose going into the battle. So,
gotcha, I'm just
interested in seeing what strategy Suge is taking for this battle. Because I don't think I don't think Mike P has to do much. I just think he just has to rap. Rap. That's it. Nothing special, nothing extra. Don't try to be hard and prove you're tough. Like, you don't have to do that. Just rap. Nothing extra.
All right. Danny, any last words for Kayshawn before we wrap it up here, my nigga?
Look, man, the nigga, hey, I don't even know what to say, man. Fuck it. Shout out to y'all, man. I ain't got nothing to say but to that nigga to the knife, man.
Danny, man, I appreciate taking your time to rock with me, my brother, for real.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm gonna be right back on the 10th. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be right back on the 10th.
Definitely.
We gotta recap that
shit,
whole shit. I'm gonna recap the whole shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. Daddy, man.
So,
it's summer night, my G. I appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely.
You already, man. Danny fucking Myers. Y'all already know what it is, man. Back on live. PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all. You know, there's a lot of niggas out here that watch battle rap. They might not have a show. They go to a lot of events. I respect their opinions. A lot of you young niggas that talk battle rap, I fuck with you young niggas. Even though I'm an old head and I've been listening to battle rap and rhymes for years, I still respect the young boys, man. And this is one young cat here that I fucks with heavy. It's my little bro right here. You know what I'm saying? Anytime he come on, I like talking battle rap to him. Because even though some niggas he fuck with and some niggas we disagree sometimes, he's still a good dude to me and shit. Slade, what's popping, my nigga?
Yo, Jersey in the building. What's going on, man? I'm here. I got a lot to say, man. A lot.
The floor is yours, my nigga. What's good with you, brother?
Yo, I just got worried, you know, block and try to settle everything. So I thought everything was settled. It's Twitter and I'm blocked. So I'm like, all right, cool. I guess.
Whoa, slay. Hold on. Before you go, some niggas, the common boys and the niggas that listen may not know what's going on. Just enlighten us exactly what's going on. Because truth be told, you're close to a lot of people behind the scenes. And
okay.
You're not heavy media, but you know shit
factual.
That a lot
factual.
Of other niggas might not know.
Factual.
So you want to tell the people what happened first before you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'll tell people what happened. I'm actually going to drop a blog at midnight that explains every single detail. It's probably going to be the craziest of any Black, Room, Vada, Norbs, Smack, any trailer they drop, I'm going to wild out tonight. But I will give y'all a little slim detail of what happened. Basically, what happened is URL been pissing me off for the last few months, dropping mediocre trailers and mediocre battles, holding on to battles. At the time, now they're dropping battles. But everybody forgets that there was a time and place where they had double impact battles left, Supreme battles left, and some around six battles left, and not one battle has dropped until me and Poppy the Don dropped the whole freaking video on YouTube bashing URL. Like, yo, y'all got about 15 to 18 to 20 battles, and not one has dropped yet. And Double Impact was 2 months ago. Supreme was last month. Summer Madness 6 was yesterday. So I was like, all right, cool. All of a sudden, they drop Mike P and Big T. All of a sudden, they start dropping battles back to back. I'm like, all right, cool. You're back to regular schedule programming. But they don't drop Twerk and Ill Will. So mind you, this is not even just this card. What card is this? This card is Smack Volume 1. I knew Traffic 3 or Traffic 2, whatever traffic battle, whatever like number it is. I don't know. I don't keep up with it. I don't care about traffic. I knew the car before it dropped. I knew Double Impact before it dropped. I knew Gnome 5, Gnome 4, Gnome 5 and 6 and 7 before it dropped. Summer Madness 5 and 6 before it dropped. I knew every single car before it dropped. I never said a word because, like you said at the beginning of the video.
Slay. So, bro, let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people that's going to say, Slade, if you got inside information, should you not bash the league or the people that you close to and put them, not put their names on Front Street, but, you know, getting on URL, we getting battles for free to say, I'm mad at URL, though. You know what I mean?
No, I agree, and I'm gonna touch on that in a second. I just want to tell the story first before I tell on, because I already told you all I'm wrong. Like I already admit it. So you know what I'm saying. So now I got a problem. But I'll get to me admitting all that in a second. So basically, me being upset. Then I found out they got this private event going on. Then I found out this nigga Rome is going, but I didn't care about Rome because I said it. Yo, when Rome said, "Oh, I'm the only media guy that's going," I tweeted him because Twerk is on the card. So that's why URL was pissed off first because of that, because I was the first thing to say. Twerk is on the card. What happens the next day? The very next day, they release Twerk versus JC because I said it on the TO. Because, like, I'm not about to let Rome just brag on it. Mind you, Rome's my guy. I love Rome. I'm not about to let him brag on the TO like, oh, nobody's going except for me. Twerk is on the card. You're his manager. I'm not about to let you floss on the TO. No, I'm shutting that down right away. Boom. And then after that, I started to get upset because everybody was talking crazy. They was holding battles. Nothing was being said. So, me out of being spiteful and being upset, I was like, you know what? URL got 24 hours to release Ill Will and Twerk or a trailer or say a word about this battle, or I'm releasing the last two battles on the card. Everybody added them. They thought I was BSing. They thought I was playing games. They thought I was playing around. Exactly 24 hours later at 5:09, I say, you know what? Mike P versus Shug, Iron Solomon versus Rum Nitty. Now what? All of a sudden, I turn my phone off, come back. 78 mentions in a Huntland, you know what I'm saying? Like 50 retweets. I'm like, yo, is it that serious? And mind you, it wasn't just quote unquote my fans or my followers. It was, you know, Chilla Jones, John, A Ward, Loso.
Right. Like,
yo, Slave, you chilling, Slave, you wildin'. What's up, Slave? You fucking all that stuff. And then Tella Barber hit me, P hit me, everybody hit me. I'm like, all right, cool. It's clearly a problem. Because obviously I knew they thought I was BSing and I was just some regular guy. Obviously, Ike and P and Tara and Beasley know who I am, but maybe Smack at the head honcho and Phil backstage don't really know or acknowledge me. So they must have thought I was BSing. I dropped the card. And mind you, so now they're upset. I already got on the phone with them. I told them, yo, I'm wrong. Like, I messed up. I said it out of spite. I said it being, you know, idiotic. It won't happen again. Simple as that. They said, all right, cool, no problem. Make sure it don't happen again. We all good. I said, all right, we all good, cool. 5 hours later, somebody mentioned me with URL in the name. I clicked it, and it said I'm blocked. So now I got a problem. Now I got some stuff to say, because now I got to air a lot of stuff out that a lot of people don't know about. But, yes, I am an insider in battle rap. I know damn near everything that goes on. I'm just not heavy media like Rome, Rada, Block, or anybody else.
Right.
But, yes, maybe.
Right.
So, yes, I should look at my mouth shut. I already admitted I was wrong. I know the people who tells me, because I'm very close with every single battler. Like, I understand I'm wrong. It's just they still upset about it.
You can understand they being upset a little bit, though, right?
So I said that.
Right.
After the fact, like, mind you, I did. Hang on for a second. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, you good. I got my nigga Battle Rap Slave here. Yeah.
You can take a left, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I understand them being upset now, like, but they thought I was BSing. Like I said, 24 hours. And they might say, oh, who are you to demand the time?
This nigga gave them niggas an ultimatum.
Hours.
Yo, you ain't shit.
They thought I was playing. I could be spiteful because they know me. They know I stand on my feet, on my ground. Like, it's not like I'm trying to fight or all this extra stuff, because it's not like I'm scary or hiding. No. Like, the very next event, I will be there front and center. That's just who I am. Like, not on no beef stuff, because I literally, like, aside from all this whole leaking battles, Tara is my guy. P is my guy. Ike is my guy. Like, I love them. You know, like, oh, my bro. It's just, you know what I'm saying? I was being idiotic for a second. Just call some mayhem. They said, okay, no. Hang on for a second.
The light right there. Yeah. Right there.
To the left, right here. Take a look.
Slave, why don't you do media?
I'm going to answer that literally in 5 seconds. I'm about to get
right.
Car and I can talk to you all on it.
All
right. It's cool right here. Hold on. Thank you. Hello? Yo.
Yes, Slave. Yes. You good?
Everybody wondering why I don't do media, right?
Why you don't blog more? I think, my nigga, let me tell you something. As an OG, I would definitely subscribe to your channel. I would definitely watch your shit. I think you bring a, you could bring a lot to the table. I think you're shortchanging yourself. There's a lot of niggas that was doing media. Why the fuck you can't do it?
Everybody says that, but niggas got to realize, I came in the game when it was only about 3-4 niggas in there. You, Angry Fam, Black, and Unbiased. There was no Rome. There was no Vada. There was no Piper Boy. There was no Sun God. It was none of them. And mind you, I'm cool with all of them. There's no shade to Piper or Rome or Vada or Sun God. Like, I like them. I rock with them. But none of them was there. So 2 years ago, I started blogging on Battle Rap events, and it's still up there. You can look at it. It had 14,000
views. Your recaps are
20,000
fire, my nigga. I watch a lot of your recaps back in the day. You have a lot of dope recaps.
That's my point. And then after, I literally did like 5 recaps, got like 50, 60, 70,000 views and like 4 videos. So I was like, you know what? I can rock with this. But then I ended up stopping because, I don't know, at that time I started battle rapping for real. And then I did like 2 battles. I started hating battle rap. So I went back to being a fan, and I just never got back into blogging again. I just never did. Like, I started focusing on, obviously, you know, investing and moving to L.A. because I'm moving to L.A. from Connecticut. So I started focusing on that. I just stopped blogging. But, like, I would literally be first one to, aside from Caps, because, like, you know, the thing with Caps is he doesn't show up to events. I was the first one to speak my mind and talk crazy on the camera about battlers and still pop up to every single event. That's why battlers started rocking me, because they had that respect. They knew if I said something about the battle or about them, I was there front and center the next event. That's why nobody respects Caps nowadays, because he says all this stuff, and he says all this stuff to BK and John, and he has no way to get to an event. Don't care how far you are. You don't go to events. Simple as that. Take it how you want it.
And I know so, you and Hitman are real tight. You got a relationship with a lot of niggas, too. You and Hitman are bros.
Hitman,
you know what I mean? I know you've been wilding out all that.
Yeah, Hitman's my closest brother in battle rap. Then it's John. Like, John took care of me when I went out to Atlanta. Hitman always brings me to Wildin' Out backstage every single damn near week when he's down here, every day when he's down here. So they my bro. So like I said, back to the original point, I do got a lot of inside information. I shouldn't have said it. I already apologized to you, RL, but I'm not about to apologize again and again 3, 4, 5 times. Like, what y'all want from me? Y'all got niggas stealing bread from y'all events, and y'all still rebooking them, and you mad at me for leaking a battle? Grow up.
Oh, damn.
Do not got time for that. Niggas stealing bread from you, not making you do another deposit, not hearing it. And you talking about me leaking a battle? Show me where I lost y'all some money. Show me. Show me where leaking
right.
a battle. Mind you, I understand leaking a battle is wrong. Don't get it twisted. I understand I'm wrong and at fault. But now, since you want to act like I'm this villain, show me where I lost you guys some money. It's a invite only. The same niggas you invited is going to go. Whether I leak the battles or not, Mike P and Suge and Iron Solomon Nitty is still on the card, whether I leaked it or not. So you did not lose no pay-per-view sales. Like, whether I leaked it or not, those same names are still on the card. So end of the day, I didn't lose y'all no money. But niggas are stealing money directly from y'all, and then 2-3 weeks later, oh, it's all good, man. Like, no, I'm not hearing that shit. I'm not hearing that. Man,
but
wait,
you got niggas' numbers, though. Slave, you got niggas' numbers. I'm pretty sure. I know you say you spoke to certain niggas behind the scenes earlier.
I do.
But
I'm
pretty
do.
Sure you can call. Like, me and P are mad tight, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure you can make phone calls and shit can get rectified,
no,
all right?
P's the homie. P called me directly. Aside from this URL stuff, P called
That's
me.
That's my
directly.
Nigga, yo. I love P.
Yes.
Bro.
P is real. I'll be flat out and say it. P called me directly and was like, you know what, Slave? You my man's A1 100 grand. Like, you know, I appreciate. You know, you being in this culture, you a heavy voice and all this extra stuff. But he said, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, he said, if this happened again, it's not just you, but take it how you want it. If it happened again, you got to see me. I said, you know what? At least you called me and told me that directly. Like, I respect you for telling me that. Like, I didn't take it as no beef. Because he said, this is regular. No, I said, no, that's just regular street code. Like, if I tell you don't do something and you do it again, you got to see me. That's not just P. That's if I say something to you or anybody else, you got to see me.
Right, of
so
course.
So P was
of
like,
course.
You know, so P told me on the phone, like, you know, you my man, you my bro, but as a bro, if I don't say something now, it's never going to get said. So, like, as a bro, if you do this again, you got to see me, like, at the next event. I told him, yo, I'm wrong. I will gladly come see. If I do it again, clearly, I'm don't learn my lesson. I'll see you. I'll see Norbs. I'll see Smack and Beasley because clearly I'm being a dumbass. But I respect P because he called my phone and talked to me like a man and then blocked me on Twitter afterwards. Not called me and then said everything's all good and then blocked me right after. No, I'm not hearing that.
Right. I saw the uproar, man, on Twitter. I was like, damn, Lord have mercy.
Now, so I'm coming. I got a blog dropping tonight at midnight. I'm airing everything I just said times two, because a lot of other stuff I did not say, and it's going to be all on the blog, and everybody can take it how they want it. Like, it's literally going to be a control verse like Kendrick Lamar. I'm coming at everybody.
This nigga said a control verse.
This
nigga said a control verse.
It's that simple, and everybody can take it how they want. I'm that serious.
Oh, man. I just want to get your opinion on this, man. I need your opinion on this. Mike P and Shotgun Show, what's your opinion on that battle, man?
Don't care enough, but I care more about it than Iron and Nitty. And I feel like in a battle in a small room, a white boy versus a black guy, somebody who's clearly a gangbanger versus somebody who plays Call of Duty all day, I love it regardless. Like, I rock with Mike P. I rock with Suge. I think it could be a dope battle with no reaction. I think it could really be a dope battle. Probably one of the dopest battles. I don't know. Briz and O-Red may not seem nice, but it might be OD, like, on the card. But it's going to be better than Iron Solomon and Nitty. Like, I'm not interested in Iron Solomon and Nitty at all.
Now, you know, let's be real, my nigga. You and I have watched this culture for years. Suge has battled in small rooms in the past, but that's a long time ago, Slade. Any concern that he's been on big stages, like, for damn near how many years, since Smack had the beard growing and shit, that he hasn't rhymed on a big-time stage in a long time, that not advantage to Mike P, but he's so used to having the control, you know, the crowd control and the crowd backing him up. And any concern with that at all?
No, not at all. I think Suge tweeted, I started on a small stage, and I think I was the first one to tweet. I'm like, yo, you start on the small stages, but you ain't pop to the big stage. Like, keep it a buck 50. So I understand it, but I do think his experience on the big stages, I do think his experience on the big stages is going to translate well to the small rooms. You feel me? I just do. Like, it just, he's well too experienced now. He's too trained. That's just who he is now. So I think Suge will be all right. He'll be fine.
No, does he have to pocket check Mike P or not? Because he didn't pocket check Ill Will. So if he pocket checks Mike P, are we going to look at Suge funny style? Like, my nigga, you didn't pocket check Ill Will. But, you know, Mike P is a sacrificial lamb type shit.
I don't know. People may not look at Suge like that, but I am. Like what just like I said, the only person you violated weighed under a buck 50. Like, don't pocket check Ill Will. Pocket check Mike P. I'm not hearing that.
All right.
Suge got to be consistent. And on top of that, if there's no reaction, he got to be consistent.
That's my concern, Slade. If he's going to sit there like, I'm used to getting a reaction. If I don't get a reaction, like, you know, your mind just slip and be like, I forgot I'm in a small fucking room here. You know what I'm saying?
It could happen with twerk. Every time I twerk punch, you wait for the reaction. So, never know.
Chef Trez and Chess, we're not surprised with this battle. Let's be real. A lot of people saying they should battle because, you know, win losses, if you want to talk about that. Struggle bars against three of them things. I like Chef Trez, man, to be Chess. I know you rock with Chess heavy, but just don't be winning no battles like that, man.
I think Chess is an idiot for taking the battle. That's how I personally think.
You think he's
like
an idiot?
I think you're an idiot for battling Chef Trez. Like, you battle Tay Rock, you battle, you know, Saga coming up, and you battle all these heavy hitters. Surf in jail saying, oh, when I come out, I'm battling Chess. Before Chess lost to JC, Surf was saying, when I get out, I'm getting a headshot. You got all these top tiers, and you go back to Chef Trez. And again, this is no shot at Chef Trez. It's just,
you don't like Chef Trez, my nigga. Keep it real, man.
No, you're going backwards. Bro, I'm just real. You're going backwards. It's a lose-lose. I got Chef Trez winning. It's a lose-lose for Trez.
Me too.
Mind you, if you beat Chef Trez, what happens? You lose to Chef Trez, what happens? Same result. If Chef Trez wins, it's huge for him. If he loses, it might be the over for him. So Chef Trez got a lot to prove. Chess, all he got to do is prove that he don't choke. That's it.
That is true. That is true.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. If he doesn't choke but lose to Chef Trez, it's not going to hurt his stock or make his stock value. Just don't choke. Chef Trez actually has to win the battle.
But you would agree, though, man, one of these niggas lose, and they lose badly, that, man, that's a setback, though, isn't it, though? A big-time setback.
No, I agree. I agree. That's why I just said that. If Chess loses, it's a lose-lose for Chess. He loses either way. Win or lose, it's a lose-lose. Chef Trez, if he loses, he may be done on URL. It's simple. Badly at that. Not a 2-1 debatable. If he loses badly.
Well, would you agree, even in the battles you have Chef losing, that he's never whack or he doesn't have replay value, you can't watch his shit, he's not good material?
Say it again?
Do you think even if Chef Trez loses battles, whether it's to JC or to certain individuals, that his battles do have replay value, in a sense? He's never whack, so to speak.
No, Chess always has replay value. He's not whack. Like, I can replay every single one of his rounds, every single battle. Like, JC, yeah, maybe not, but the first round I can. Chess' first round was better than all JC rounds, and he just lost.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Chef Trez in a sense, though. Like, I think Chef Trez lost a lot of battles, but his battles aren't bad, though. I wasn't saying Chess,
oh, no,
I meant Chef
no,
Trez,
no, no,
pardon
no.
me.
Oh, no, no. I said it. Like, Chef Trez battles aren't bad. That's the thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he lost to JC, lost to Nitty, lost to Rada, but it's not like he got bodied. It's not like he died. He just lost the battle. That's it. Like, he was good. It just wasn't enough. And that's why Chef Trez got to get that it factor where he can overload. You feel what I'm saying? Like, JC just won, flat out won. Well, Nitty just flat out won. Rada just flat out won. They were just better. But Chef Trez wasn't bad. But that's my point. He's consistently average. That's what I said on Champion. He has to get that point where he's not good in every single battle. You have to win, clearly, one of these battles.
Yeah, you got to win one of these battles for real, man.
You got to.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised Iron Solomon's back on URL?
Only because of Smack Volume 1. But other than that, no, I'm not really surprised. Like, Once I found out that Iron Solomon was on the card like a month ago, I was like, you know what? If Iron Solomon on the card, you got to get Ines or Reed Dollars on the card. I'm more surprised Reed Dollars is not on the card than that Solomon is on the card, to be honest.
Reed Dollars, yeah.
I'm surprised. If you're doing Smack Volume 1 in a small room with no reaction, nobody in the world is beating Reed Dollar or T-Rex. It's that simple. Not
in a small Rex more than Reed Dollars, I would think, though, because Rex has had dope small battles. I ain't gonna hold you though. I see where you're going
with
that.
That's my point.
Though.
Like,
I see you
no, no,
that.
That's my point. Like, if you had him in a small room with no reaction, like that's the key word, no reaction. Like,
no reaction.
Basically, like total slaughter. It's not like you're gonna gas him and push him around like we go hard. No, it's no reaction or minimal reaction. Those are the rules. You feel me? Basically, total slaughter.
Mm.
What happened on total slaughter? T-Rex won the whole thing. He beat everybody. Nobody's beating me.
Oh, Lord. And obviously, Twerk is your man. You got Twerk beating JC?
Of course. I got Twerk 21. Clear. Maybe
I got
30.
JC
I don't know.
Nah, come on. I got the 30-piece, man. Come on.
JC's fat is dying out, man. Nah, I'm not going to lie. Twerk and JC might be battle tonight. It might be just a – it's either Twerk is going 30 him, something crazy, or it's gonna be the best battle of all night. It's not gonna be no. It's not gonna be no.
Not a 30.
It's not gonna be an average battle. Listen, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, JC just got 30 by T-Top. So his fat, he's lucky.
We're shocked though. Let's be real. We're shocked at that state. Let's not act like we thought that was gonna happen though.
Oh no, I'm not shocked. I said T-Top was gonna win clearly.
A 30 though.
30 is a little bit of a shock, but I said T-Top was gonna win clearly 2-1. So
is JC and Lux, man. Are we done with that talk, or is that?
We're done. It's Jersey.
We're done.
It's completely Jersey.
Wait, what time you dropping this vlog, man?
And literally, when I get off the phone, give me like an hour and a half, and I'm dropping at like 11:30.
Slave, you know you my nigga, man. I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me, my G.
No problem, bro. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to text you directly before I drop, but I appreciate you having me on.
All right, my nigga. You already slave, bro. Huh? I'm ready, brother.
Later.
That's what it is, my nigga. Battle Rap Slave. Shout out Danny Myers. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. One!